This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5, The Fan. I hope you're staying safe, staying warm. So your mother is without power, who lives in Overland Park, correct?
Yeah, she is. She said there's a lot of people around her without power as well.
Oh, Meemaw, no power today.
No power right
well,
now.
Well, that's what I was told. Like, my buddy Sean told me Green Valley Schools out, Lee Summit out, Blue Springs, Park Hill, all these schools are out.
And all the Missouri sides are out. The Kansas sides are in.
But it's not about roads. It's about power. Some of these schools don't have power, so they can't have school.
You can't have school, no.
So it's not a Mocan road thing. It's just like the wind. Which I didn't really believe, like, 70-mile-hour winds existed until this morning driving. I was like, because I was telling Bob, like, you know when you ride, like, the detonator, and they're like, all right, 3, 2, and then the jerk sends you before he gets to 1?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and your, like, stomach goes, like, and does a front flip?
Yeah.
Like, there was a time this morning I was driving, it was like, and I was like, oh.
How many times did you get that? I got that once today.
I got blown twice this morning.
Okay, that was good, because it was only once for me. You got lucky. It was only 2 times.
Wednesday.
I know, right? And, Mac, you have a little car. Was it okay for you? Because they were saying last night, like, high-profile vehicles. I'm like, okay, I've got an SUV. You got an SUV. Mac has got a little car.
Mac's got a little car.
So I was like, should Mac come pick me up today because he's got a lower-profile vehicle?
That would have been funny.
You know, like 70-mile-an-hour winds. I didn't know what to expect in that situation, but, you know, get jostled a little bit. But so be careful. Use 2 hands, keep them on the wheel. But yeah, I never thought about the power side of things.
And
you should have known of all people, because 435 and State Line was shut down because the power was down.
Well, that's what you told me when you got in here. I was like, I don't know if like there's like a fatality or what, because remember when they shut things down and it's that quick and that sudden and they're that, it's like something super serious.
Yeah.
And you said power.
Apparently power lines fell down and a truck drove over them or something like that. So I don't know what the full details are, but you sat through it this morning. So you witnessed at 435 and State Line being closed.
That's right.
When you came in. So again, people have power outages. It's cold outside. The wind's blowing. And on Saturday, it will be 70.
That's
so
right.
If we can just get 3 days from now, we'll be golden.
I mean, when Al Roker was talking about this, I had to think it was serious.
Did you see actually the weather map yesterday that the Weather Channel put on X, formerly Twitter, about what the country looks like? And it was so crazy, right? And they go, this is March Madness. I mean, it was like the center of the country had every single possible weather situation happening that could possibly happen in this country.
It is March Madness, and the number one team in the nation went down last night on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn.
Yes, they did.
Duke moved to number one, and Duke being national champion, Jackson Dart, top 10, Lakers in the finals. I mean, what are we doing here besides getting Jay Binkley on the line?
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
Binkley, 2 days in a row, man. I hope we're not overworking you here on the show. We had a birthday show yesterday. Now we get to the brass tacks. We get to sports, man.
Happy belated birthday, though, Binkley. We'd be remiss if we didn't say happy belated birthday to you.
Well, I always appreciate that, Bob, but I think you were the first one to wish me a happy birthday for like the 6th year in a row.
Of course. I better be. I'm up early, so somebody's beating me to it.
You are, man. 6 or 7. I don't think at least 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to be there for you to wish you a happy birthday. What did the combine show us, Jay, about some of these position groups out there?
Well, running backs continue to be that kind of position of need for the Chiefs, and a very strong position in the draft to really help this football team, I think. I think the combine showed us that a lot of guys just kind of skipped out on the drills. nine of the top 10 guys on Mel Kiper's list didn't even compete at the combine. They were there for the interviews and everything else. But as we were talking about last week, these guys just aren't doing drills at the combine. It's more for depth and guys just trying to show something to get on the radar of teams. But nine of his top 10 didn't even compete at the combine. So you can't really see the top, you know, except for the pro days. These guys are going to have to all go to the pro days to find out what these guys run in the 40s and everything else. But also the combine showed us the left tackle, I don't think remains an option for the Chiefs. The short arms, and it does matter, but the short arms, the arm length for the tackles, not up to what Andy Reid typically drafts.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, because I know they're going through just about any available player. They're calling me. They've called Dusty about playing left tackle. Yeah. How do you think they ultimately solve this thing, Jay?
It's going to be through free agency, or it's going to be through trade. I think it's going to be someone that's played the position, someone that if they only have to bring him in for 1 or 2 years, that's fine. Maybe the tackles in the draft get better at some point, and you feel more comfortable going with somebody. But it's got to be a proven guy that's played at a big, big-time program, because it's got to be someone you can trust to throw in there to cover for Patrick Mahomes. Because if you just get a guy from a small school, and I know Eric Fisher coming out of Central Michigan did work for the Chiefs, but, man, you got to trust somebody that's played against the best if you want to put a rookie in to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think Mel Kiper's mock drafts are...
It's a big bundle of suck dust, man.
And that's why we go to the character concerns for the stuff. And Beakley, top three picks or top three needs the Chiefs need in this draft for you?
I mean, I think defensive line, for sure. I think I think running back would be in there. And I'm still going wide receiver as well.
So do you go defensive lineman, wide receiver, running back, or do you still go corner, defensive lineman, running back?
I'd go defensive line. Yeah, corner for sure. Defensive line, corner, but wide receiver, running back, that area. Those four picks in some order, the best one there.
Who's a running back that could fall to the Chiefs at that third round pick?
You know, there's several, I think, that could actually fall to the Chiefs in that situation. I'm curious where Caleb Johnson, because he was a stud at Iowa. Just seeing where he went, didn't have the greatest of combines. I think guys like Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee, Max Guy would be there. DJ Giddens had a great combine.
Didn't he play basketball at Kansas back in the day?
That's his brother, JR.
Oh.
This guy named Brayshaw Tootin out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
That ran a 4.32 at the combine, so if they're looking for that speed out of the backfield. Ollie Gordon kind of had a slower 40, but it's a guy that can catch, and, of course, was one of the best running backs in the country 2 years ago, but didn't have the greatest of combines. He could be there as well.
So I know you have a rule about how many spins.
Oh, and Donovan Edwards. Donovan Edwards is one of my favorite dudes from Michigan to be there.
You have a rule about how many spins you are as the number of jersey you can wear. That's how long I've been listening to you, Jay. I know that theory. But if they draft a running back named Tootin, and he wears like the number, 21, you'd have to buy that jersey. I mean, I'd have to see Beakley wearing a Tootin Chiefs jersey the rest of my life.
100%, I'd be wearing that jersey.
Yeah, you got to. Tootin's the guy I want. I don't care how good he is. I've never seen the guy play in my life, but I want that name here in Kansas City. I think he'd be really, really good. I said earlier with the way that the thing is going now in the NFL, we're overpaying running backs this offseason. We've overpaid wide receivers the last couple of off seasons. I think that being said, Jay, I think it's imperative every year that the Chiefs now get a running back or a wide receiver either through the draft or undrafted free agency, just to kind of keep that position fresh and kind of keep that position young, because they're not going to get that overspend department at those two positions.
No, exactly right. And I love how they're doing it. They're not really throwing the bank at wide receivers. They had their opportunity with Tyreek Hill, but obviously Tyreek Hill wouldn't accept the Chiefs offer and wanted to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL, so they got along with other guys. But I think kind of going that Hollywood Brown route that they did last year, even though it didn't work out because he was hurt, because it was a one-year prove-it type of deal, those always work out the best for both sides, because the player wants to come here, play for Andy Reid, play with Patrick Mahomes, put up big numbers, and then go out and get a huge contract. And so the Chiefs benefit to the player, having this kind of energy with even the player benefits for being with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I'd still go wide receiver. And I see so many not talking about Chiefs and wide receivers. Why? Hollywood Brown's a free agent. No guarantee he comes back. Last year, your top two receivers got hurt basically for the year, Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown. What if that happens next year to one of the top receivers? Then whatever you do, I mean, don't count on guys being healthy the whole season. You got to have a backup plan. But right now, who else are you going to go? Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice is going to miss some games with suspension. So say he's out, say one of your other guys gets hurt, then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do at wide receiver? It is not as deep a position as people think it is with the Kansas City Chiefs. I see a lot of people excited about a Hollywood Brown or Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. That's great in theory, but you got to count in injuries, suspensions, and everything else.
Binkley, the last one we asked is a tough one. Who's more likely to be a Chief next year, Charles Minnehue, Hollywood Brown?
I would like to say Charles Minnehue, but I think it'll end up being Hollywood Brown.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. You got blessed with a day that you can put the six-pack of the Irish ale outside of if you want.
Is it Irish ale time, Jay?
It's March.
It is. It is. A hardcore Irish ale for the next couple of weeks.
All right.
Hardcore Holly, baby.
When did you switch to the Irish ale, and when will you be switching to the spring beers?
I've switched to Irish ale in mid-February, I think it was. And as far as the spring beers, I hold on to the winter beers and Irish beers for a while, because it's a while before it. I don't really go spring beers. I go back to my Coors Light.
There you go. The silver bullets, man. Shout out Bob Seger. Well, Binkley, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Stay warm, stay safe. And if you need to, if you go out on the roads, be careful, because you might get blown.
Hey, I heard a great cut you made earlier, but did Matt catch it?
I don't know. He looks like he's nodding his head yes. So, yeah, apparently
okay,
we know what
good.
That is.
Yeah, you said something that was epic. All right, well, see you guys
take
later.
Care, thanks, Jay.
Oh, gosh. Jay Binkley, everybody. One day older.